When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here we go.
What the hell are you doing?
Me? I'm just, finding something to watch.
A lot of rules are being broken.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Tuesday, April 2nd. We have coverage of the latest news, plus reviews, interviews, and more at EW.com. But right now, let's get to our top picks of the day. There is an entire subgenre of music documentaries that introduces the artist behind songs you've heard over and over, and those films sometimes presume a lot. This time, however, you may really discover the hidden name behind countless songs you could sing by heart. Killing Me Softly with His Songs showcases the life and career of composer Charles Fox, whose music you'll know from his often covered Killing Me Softly, the Happy Days theme song, Jim Croce's I Got a Name, or the 1970s Wonder Woman series theme song. Here's a preview of the documentary.
Strumming my pain with his fingers.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days.
My name's Charles Fox. I'm a composer. I've written television themes and film scores, concert and ballet music, and hit songs.
I got into Latin music when I was 15 or 16. I fell in love with it.
When you were 15 years old, you started your first professional orchestra.
Yes, and we had a job in the summer in a small, run-down hotel.
I love Charlie so much, I let you see this.
This just screams Machismo, doesn't it?
Moving me down the highway.
Your dad singing my song was one of my great moments in my life.
Share them with me.
Most people grew up on your songs, but we became musicians on your song.
Now, the documentary goes into his pop songs, his salsa music, growing up in the Bronx, and his many compositions written for film and TV. The movie features Fox alongside famous fans such as Jason Alexander, the Bare Naked Ladies, Common, Rita Wilson, Henry Winkler, and songwriter Diane Warren, who's been nominated for 15 Oscars herself. Killing Me Softly with His Songs is available today on various digital platforms. It's trivia time. In November 1977, the top three shows on TV all had theme songs written by Charles Fox. They were Happy Days, Love Boat, and which show that was one of the many Happy Days spinoffs? Laverne and Shirley, Joni Loves Chachi, or Three's Company? Stick around for the answer. In addition to our daily picks for new shows and movies airing today, EW staff members are joining me to make their own recommendations for things both classic and current that they think you should be checking out. And joining me now with her pick is EW senior writer Maureen Lee Linker. Hey, Maureen, how are you?
Hey, Jared. I'm great. How are you?
I am fantastic. Thanks. And I'm so glad to have you here for your recommendation because you always have such great, I mean, certainly classic movies people know that you love. You're certainly into your rom-coms, your rom-drums. But today, your pick is really fascinating. Please tell everyone what it is and, give us the little elevator pitch.
Yes, it's a new documentary, currently in limited release in several large cities across the U.S. It's called Carol Doda Topless at the Condor.
And it is scandalous. What?
I know. And it is a documentary about the first woman to perform topless in the U.S., Carol Doda, at this bar called The Condor in San Francisco in the early 60s. And it just diverges off into so many interesting facets. It's her life story. It's also about sort of the sexual revolution and changing culture in the 1960s and the role that she played in that with her performance. It's about sex work and feminism more broadly, and just really a microcosm of all the cultural and political forces that changed the country forever in the 1960s.
Okay, so there's a lot there that you said that on paper, I'd be reading this and I'm like, oh, this sounds super fascinating. I know why I would personally check it out, but what really piqued your interest here?
Well, I have to be honest, I was asked to moderate a panel with the filmmakers, which I did last week, and they were fantastic and really interesting. They're a team. This is the first film they've made together. One of them was only a narrative fiction feature filmmaker. The other was a documentarian, and they came together on this. The one that was a narrative filmmaker actually knew Carol while she was still alive, and had wanted to make a feature film about her, a narrative film. And then it just never happened. And then they decided to go this direction. So that's how I came to it. But I will say the reason I even said yes is because, you know, as you mentioned, I write a lot about romance and I feel very passionate about the representation of women and sex and love on screen and sort of ridding ourselves of the shame of that and acknowledging sex work as work. And this documentary delves into all of those issues.
Well, as you got to dive into that and see how this story handles all of those issues, what is there something that really stood out to you that was just so fascinating that you're like, oh, this is why people, you must go see this film at a theater near you?
Yes. Okay. So I have to say it's not, there's two. Okay. So there's there's one where there's another dancer who was one of the other topless dancers in San Francisco at the time. Mm-hmm. And Carol Doda was one of the first women in the United States to get silicone injections in her breasts. Mm-hmm. And this other woman did so too. And she's still alive. So she got to sort of talk more directly about the experience. But particularly, she was in an interracial marriage in the early 60s. And she and her husband were like arrested for performing together. And it's just a really interesting look at the intersection of all that. And then there was also a story of how the club started to change in the late 60s and early 70s. And this guy who was a bouncer at the club, Jimmy the Beard.
Great name.
And yes, great name. And he was discovered dead at the club. Carol's thing was that she would dance topless on top of a piano that would descend from the roof. And so it would like start, you'd see her feet and it would slowly come down. And then eventually you would see her topless. And the way he was discovered dead was smashed and crushed against the ceiling on top of this piano. And it was ruled accidental.
Accidental?
Yeah.
So wait, so you're telling me in addition to all this, there's even a bit of a, like a murder mystery in here.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, they don't even go that far into it because the mob's involved and it's I'm like, I want a whole documentary just about this now.
Yeah. That's so wildly compelling. And I feel like this is something that'll make me do a complete deep dive on Google to want to know everything about this.
Absolutely. I mean, my sister lives in San Francisco, and so I've been to this area of the city with her before. It's obviously very different now. Uh-huh. Just a lot of great Italian restaurants now. Mm-hmm. But and so it was like, oh my gosh, like here is just a piece of history that I knew absolutely nothing about that is fascinating and has these long-reaching tentacles that you would never expect.
Yeah. This is one of those stories that it's like if these walls could talk, and there is probably so much more of a story there. But as it is, Carol Doda topless at the Condor. It sounds like this documentary covers a lot of ground. And as Maureen said, it is playing now in select cities, a lot of major cities around the country. Though I imagine if you wait long enough, it'll be available on VOD or, digital platform. So you'll be able to rent or buy that. Maureen, thanks. This is a really fascinating pick. Thanks for sharing.
My pleasure. I hope people get the chance to check it out. It's a really unexpected delight.
Yeah. And then be sure to everyone watch out for the sequel to this, a sequel to Carol Doda Topless at the Condor. It's called Jared Hall Topless on the What to Watch podcast, which you can't see. So it doesn't matter. But no one call HR. Don't call HR, Maureen.
Oh, I'm not calling HR. I'm tuning in.
Thank you. I greatly appreciate it. Thanks again, Maureen.
Thanks, Jared.
All right. Don't go anywhere. What to Watch. We'll be right back with our top pick of the day. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. George Lopez is back for a new season of Lopez vs. Lopez. The sitcom, which premiered in 2022, stars the legendary comedian as a down-on-his-luck father forced to move in with his daughter after his company goes belly up. George's real-life daughter, Mayan Lopez, plays his TV daughter as well. She also co-created the show with her dad and showrunner Debbie Wolf. Now, the new season starts with George getting sober and his family discovering that while it's good he's taking care of himself, a sober George doesn't make living with him less of a headache. Here is a preview.
What the hell are you doing?
What?
Nachos are a finger food, like steak or soup.
I'm here.
My ear.
I thought sober he'd be loving, considerate, patient. I was expecting Mexican Tom Hanks.
All aboard! Here comes the blame train!
Hey!
This morning, you blame me because you missed breakfast.
Because you ate mine.
While the first season touted 22 episodes, the new season was rolled back to just 10 installments in part to last year's double Hollywood strikes. Lopez vs. Lopez, which also stars Matt Shively, Selena Slava, and former Daily Show correspondent Al Madrigal, premieres tonight with back-to-back episodes starting at 8 on NBC.
Trivia.
And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. In November 1977, the top three shows on TV all had theme songs written by Charles Fox. They were Happy Days, Love Boat, and which Happy Days spinoff? Laverne and Shirley, Joni Loves Chachi, or Three's Company? Well, Three's Company was one of the biggest shows of 1977, but it did not feature a Fox score, and it also wasn't a Happy Day spinoff. Joni Loves Chachi was a spinoff, but it didn't arrive until the 80s, so that leaves the third show, which was both a Happy Day spinoff and featured one of Fox's theme songs. It was, you've probably guessed it by now, Laverne and Shirley. And that is our show for today. We will have more must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on X, formerly known as Twitter, at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Dustin Nelson, edited by Sammy Junio, and hosted and produced by Jared Hall.
What to Watch.